Chapter 4. The Judge. Malcolm poured himself some water and mixed in lemon and sugar. He sat down and tried to write. For an hour, he concentrated well. Outside the house, the wind was louder than before, and it rained heavily against the windows. Suddenly, the rats stopped their noise, and there was silence in the house. This was never a good sign. Malcolm heard a soft sound in the corner of the room. Was the rope moving as the bell moved in the wind outside? He looked up and saw the great rat on the rope. It was chewing it, and the rope was almost cut through. The rat continued chewing through the rope until finally he cut through it and the bottom end of the rope fell to the floor. Malcolm was terrified because now he could not ring the bell in a crisis. He could not call for help. He took a book and threw it at the rat, but the rat jumped from the rope to the floor. It ran into the corner of the room and disappeared into the darkness. Malcolm took the lamp and searched for the rat. He could not see it anywhere, although he could see the painting much more clearly than before. He shone the lamp on the painting and received a terrible shock. The background was the same as before, chair, fireplace and rope. But the figure of the judge wasn't in the painting anymore. The great oak chair was empty. Where was the judge? Instead, there was an empty area of brown canvas at the center of the painting. Great terror filled Malcolm, and he turned around slowly. The judge was sitting on the great, high-backed, carved oak chair in his robes of scarlet and fur. His evil eyes concentrated on Malcolm's face, and he smiled. He had a black cap in his hands, and he held it tightly. Malcolm held his breath in fear. He heard a bell in the town center sounding midnight. The judge's smile became more sinister. He put the black cap on his head, stood up, and took the fragment of rope. Slowly, he tied it into a noose. Next, the judge stood in front of the door. Malcolm was trapped. How could he escape? The judge suddenly threw the noose towards Malcolm's head. Malcolm jumped to the side, and the rope fell loudly to the floor. The judge picked it up and looked at Malcolm. Again, he threw the noose at him, and again, Malcolm jumped to the side and escaped. But the judge was determined to succeed in his sinister plan. He calmly picked up the rope and threw the noose for the third time at Malcolm. Malcolm could see the walls clearly in the bright light from the lamp. He noticed hundreds of rats' eyes watching him from holes all over the walls. More and more rats appeared through the hole in the ceiling where the rope came through. The remaining length of rope was covered with rats. Their weight and movement moved the rope, and the bell began to ring quietly. "The rats are moving the bell," thought Malcolm. "Maybe it will ring louder and I will be saved. The rats will save me." Now the judge was furious. This time, instead of throwing the noose, he approached his victim. As he came closer, there was something paralyzing in his presence, and Malcolm could not move or help himself any more. He felt the judge's icy fingers touch his throat and tighten the noose until he could not breathe any more. Then the judge carried Malcolm's body and placed it onto the oak chair. Slowly and calmly, the judge stood on the chair and caught the end of the rope. The rats abandoned the rope and disappeared through the hole in the ceiling. The judge then tied the end of the noose to the rope, got down from the chair, and pulled away the chair. Under Malcolm's moving weight, the bell rang loudly in the night air. Soon the townspeople of Benchurch, led by Dr. Thornhill and Mrs. Witham, arrived at the door carrying torches. They knocked loudly on the door, but there was no reply. Then they broke the door and entered the house. But it was too late. There, at the end of the rope, hung the body of the writer, and there was an evil smile on the face of the judge in the painting.